Zayin Teves, Shir Memtes, Yivamos, 49 Shir Yivamos, Yud Zayin Teves, Etav Shin Lamed Vav, December 21st, 1975, Sunday.
Won't you forgive me? It will be a very short shiur. I have a wedding today in New York. And I have to make a plane and everything. We are up to the Gemara. Itmar, Achilles, Livemte, the Chozal Vikitchot, a few on the base. Achilles, Livemte, the Chozal Vikitchot. Omar Shlokish, who in Chayev Lachlutze Kores, Virachim Chayovim Lachlutze Kores, Alatzore Beinu Vin Achim. Chayovim. So Shloki says that if someone gave chalitza to the Yivame, so he himself, there is no machlekes, that the chalitza himself, so if he's poor on the chalitza, so there is no kores, because there is a special zirasakosuf. But the Shloki says that special zirasakosuf applies only to the chalitza and Glikabi the Chlutz, but the other Achim, even on the Chlutz, are Chayovim Kores. So there is the Yisarish Esach. So we see that according to Rish Lakish, so Zike in itself is not Mafkia the Yisarish Esach. I mean, Leilom Boet. So we don't say that according to Rish Lakish, so that Zike, if there was Zike for one moment, so maybe it's Mafkia the Yisarei Shesach Leilom Boet. Only as long as there is Zike, so there is no Yisarei Shesach. But the moment he's Chileit, so the Zike is Poka, so then the Yisarei Shesach is revived, according to Rish Lakish. That's the reason as to why Rish Lakish says that if one gave Chlitze to one Yivame, so the other Achim, so Achayov Kores on that Chlutz. But there was Zike between the Chlutz and the other Achim also for a certain time, until the moment of the Chlutz. So we see that according to Rish Lakish, so when is there no Yisarei Shesach as long as the Zike attaches to the woman, to the Yivame. But the moment chlitze was given to her, so mele the zike was poka, so the Yisarei Shesach is revived. Now the Rashba daf mem aleph, when he says that if there is in the sugya of hutro v'nesro v'chozro v'hutro. So he says that if there is nefile, there is zike for one moment, so the Yisarei Shesach is poka, and it's never revived. Why? Because that he mentions the raya from Rabbi Yechanan. So the raya is because we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, but the Rashba will agree that according to Rish Lakish it's not like that. According to Rish Lakish, if there is no zike, even though there was zike for some time, but the moment he is chilitz liyivome, so the zike is pokah, so the Yisarei Shesach is revived. That's the reason as to why Rish Lakish says, "Hu in chayiv alachlutze kores, v'achin chayovim alachlutze kores, alachin chayiv alachlutze kores, alatzore beinu vein achin chayovim alatzore kores." So in other words, insofar as the Achim are concerned, so the Achayiv Kores is on the Chlutze. Why? Because there is no Zike. Now, there was Zike for some time. Let's say even if 10 years or 20 years intervened between the death of the deceased father and the Chlutze, it doesn't matter. So there was Zike for 20 years. But the moment he gives a Chlutze, so the Zike is Poka. If the Zike is Poka, so the Yisarei Shesach is revived. The Yisarei Shesach. And as far as the Tzore is concerned, So even the chilitz is chayv kores. So actually, without this special tzeras hakosu, according to Mishlokish, so even the chilitz would be chayv kores and the chlutzah itself too. But there is this a special tzeras hakosu for nitu kimshel ibone shuv leivne. So there is no kores. So there is a nitu from kores. But without the special tzeras hakosu, there would be kores even between the chilitz and the chlutz, but there is a gzeras hakosuf. So the gzeras hakosuf is limited only to the chilitz and the chlutz, but there's no application to the achim, and it has no application to the tzore. So this is what Rish Lakish says: Hu in chayav lachlutz kores, v'achim chayav lachlutz kores. Al tzore bein hu min achim chayav latzore kores. All right, v'Rabbi Yechonoma, bein hu bein achim in chayavim lo yalachlutz kores. So the Rashbo, that the Malib, deduced, infers from Rabbi Yechanan that if, why is it that the Achim are not Chayev Kores either, and that he and the Achim are not Chayev Kores even on the Tzore? The answer is because there was Zike. So when the deceased brother died, so then there was Zike between each one of his wives and each one of the achim. So Mimele, that was Mafkia at the very outset, the Yisarishesach, for good. So Mimele, even after Chalitze, there is no Yisarishesach. But there is a love of Hashem Yivne, Kimishloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne. Now, what is the Pshat in that love? Is that love, a new Yisra? Or is the same Yisra of Yishisach, but there is a nituk from Kores to love, but it's the same Yisra? Now the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is masik on the Rambam as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the minyan of Shasa Lavin, the Shasa Lavin, the love of Leivne, Asher Yivne, Kim Shalibono Shuv Leivne. So it's a new love. So we see from the Ramban that it's a new love. It's not the Yisar Yishisach. As far as the Yisar Yishisach is concerned, so there is certainly no Yisar Yishisach. And not only Alibi de Rabbi Yechanan, who according to the Rashba's Pshat, so he holds that the Zike, the Nefila itself was Mafkia the Yisar Yishisach. The Zike for one moment was Mafkia, the Yisar Yishisach for good. But even according to Rish Lakish, who say that once the Zike is spoken, so the Yisar Yishisach is revived. But as between the Chelitz and the Chalutze, there is no Kores. Rish Lakish is also made it. Why? Because there is a special Yisar Sakosu. So according to the Ramban, so it's not a special Yisar Sakosu that there is no Kores, but according to Rish Lakish, there is still an Yisar of Yishisach, but no Kores. No! So according to the Ramban, there is no. So even this love of Asher Yivne, Kibush Lebono Shuv Leivne, that certainly applies to the Cholutz and the Chalutze, so it's the Chelitz and the Chalutze, so that too is a new Yisar. But the Yisar Yishisach is spoken. The Ramban says. Alright. My time with the Rish Lakish. Omar Kroa Shal Yivne, Kim Shal Bono Shal Yivne. You the Koibel Yivne. Avlochim the Kaime Kaime. Valo the day you the Koibel Yivne. Hotzore the Kaime Kaime. The Rabbi Yechanan. Mi kemine de mikoi, boy a high holit, we 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 have to call a lobby correct. Elo yiu shlichuse de achim kodem. Iu shlichuse di tzoreka. So if the Rashba didn't say that memalev, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, so this nefila itself, is mafkia di yisar yishisach for good, then if the Rashba didn't say that, so then we would say that the Rabbi Yechanan, if not for the Rashba's chiddush, one would say on the basis of the pashtus haloshon of this Gemara, Daf Yud on the base, that Rabbi Yochanan is also made with Rish Lakish, that Nefile is not Mafkir the Yisrael Shesach. But what is Mafkir the Yisrael Shesach? The existing Zike. And Memele, if the Zike is Poka, let's say after Chalitze, so then the Yisrael Shesach should be revived. And Rish Lakish says like that. But the only reason as to why Rabbi Yochanan says that there is no Issachares, even on the Torah and even in respect to the other Achim, is because he says, Yush lichus et Achim Kovid, Yush lichus li Torah Kavde, just as Rish Lakish is made that as between the Chelitz and the Chalutze, so there is no Kores. Why there is a special Tzachos? Whatever the pshat in the special Tzachos is, whether it's a nituk from Kores, but it's the same Issa of Eshesach, or it's a new Issa, but there is a special Tzachos, that there is no Kores of Eshesach. There is no Kores of Eshesach in regard to the Chelitz and the Chalutze. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the same Tzachos applies not only to the Chelitz and the Chalutze, but as to the Achim and the Tzorah too. But not the Rabbi Yochanan. If not for the Rashbo, we would say that it's that Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with Rish Lakish that the Philly itself is not Mafkia the Issa Rishesach for good. It's only the existing Zike that is Mafkia the Issa Rishesach. And if the Zike is Poka, let's say Al Bichlitze, so then the Issa Rishesach should be revived. But there is a special Tzachos Lashon Yivne. That there is no Kores of Eshesach. Whether the Pshat Nigzer Zakosuf is, it's a new Yisrael, there is no Yisrael Eshesach altogether, or there is an Yisrael Eshesach, but just in Nituk from Kores to Lav. Whatever the Pshat is, there is a special Zakosuf, there is no Kores. So, Rish Lakish holds that the Zakosuf applies only to the Chilitz and the Chalutze. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Yushlichuse. The Achim Kavet, Yishlichus, the Tzorah Kavet. So, in other words, so the Tzorah is also considered as a Chutze. Because Yishlichus, the Tzorah Kavet. And the Achim are also considered as Chilzim. Because of Yishlichus, the Achim Kavet. So, it's on the basis of Shlichus, the Achim Kavet, and Shlichus, the Tzorah Kavet, that Rabbi Yochanan says there is no Kores. Not that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Nefila itself is Mafkia, if Mafkia the Yisrael Shesach for good. But the Rashba doesn't say like that. We can't argue the Rashba, and the Rashba is other Rayas too. So the question arises, according to the Rashba, why does Rabbi Yochanan say why does he have to resort to it? Very simple, because there was Nefila was Mafkia, the Yisrael Yishesach. Nefila was Mafkia, the Yisrael Yishesach. So we have to say that according to the Rashba, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that in Achanan. Rabbi Yochanan's own reason is because Nefila is Mafkia, the Yisrael Yishesach for good. But Rabbi Yochanan says that Litaimech, you Rish Lakish, you reject my view that Nefila is Mafkia the Yisrael Shesach for good, and you say no, that what is Mafkia the Yisrael Shesach, the existing Zik. So Mimela, you say that the moment Chlitze was given, so there is no Zik was Poka, so there is an Yisrael. There is an Issa of Shesach. There is an Issa of Shesach. But you have to be made there. You have to be made there. That even if we assume that the Nefila itself is not Mafkir the Issa of Shesach, only the existing Zike is Mafkir the Issa of Shesach. But just as you agree in regard to the Chilitz and the Chalutze, that there is no Kores because of his special Zerzakosu Asher Yivne Kibishli Bonashuv Yivne, so there is only a love, no Kores. That's the Pshat Zerzakosu, whether the love is a love of Yishesach or it's a new love, but there is a Zerzakosu in Kibishli, implicit in Kibishli Bonashuv Yivne, that there is no Kores. So the same Zerzakosu should apply to the Achim too. because the Yushlechus Dachen Gavde. So in other words, so when someone is chileitz, he is chileitz on behalf of the whole bais, on behalf of all the achim, not just for himself. So it's another reason that Rabbi Yochanan mentions. But Rabbi Yochanan himself does not have to resort to it, according to Rashi. All right. Now, let's see the Rashi. Alatzore, im hoysol atzore, v'nivter b'chlitzos eshozu, v'chiv beis chalutz anar, b'ayis echo d'chilis v'chilis shnikbati, v'yis etzore chmur al hamin al kulam, b'yis erin shesach, b'kores, sh'nivter omen, k'nforosh dayin, k'nikai mikai mib'yis erin shesach, v'rab yechen no malach min kemide, v'mikore yiboy haya achovitz, v'yiboy, so he says, k'nikai mi'avlochi, so how, what is mashma from the Lashon of Rashi? So in other words, in regard to the achim, there is an isar ishesach. Rashi doesn't say kid mikayme kayme bikores biyiser koresh ishesach, but he says kid mikayme kayme biyiser ishesach. The implication being that in so vis-à-vis the chayit, there is no Yisrael Shesach, but there is a law. So apparently, it's a new law. It's not. It's a new law, as the Ramban says. The Ramban says it has to be mentioned in the Min Alav. In the Min Alav, because some are trying to deduce from Rashi Dafnun on the base that Rashi is chilik on the Ramban. So, but from this Rashi, it's not mashma like that. Because Rashi says, in regard to the Achim, the implication being that as far as the Chilat is concerned, there is no Yisar Yishesach altogether. But there is a law, so it's a new law. It's not an Yisar. It's not an Yisar Yishesach. It's not an Yisar Yishesach. Now, the Rabbi Yechanan Om Aloch, Mi Kemini Mikori Boya Hayocholit, Mi Boya Hayocholit, Sher Shud Yad Kulon, Utsuroso Nami, Utsuroso Nami, Dimikori iboy lahi cholit, iboy lahi cholit. Lahi cholit, iboy lahi cholit. V'hashti mishnu cholit chad lechote, koi al tzora bikores v'chenochi v'al kule bikores. Hai shlechuse niduara, dimikori hoi orshut biyat kulo, v'chein hi shlechuse nitzora amde, v'chi heiche, hu alo bilo yivne, kein al tzoroso bilo yivne, v'chein achim al shtey. V'chein achim al shtey. So Rashi emphasizes that the pshat is that the same zerasakosu of loyivne that implies there is no kores of ishesach, but it's an iser of loyivne. It just as it applies to the chilitz and the chalitza, it applies to the achim netzora too. So according to the Rashbo, we have to say that this is an additional reason, and Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with Rabbi Yochanan with Rish Lakish l'didei. Even according to Rish Lakish, that there is no such aloche that the file is mafkia the Yisar Yishesach for good, but still there shouldn't be cause because of the same zersakosu of the alright. Now anyway, so what does the Gemara say here? My time in the Rishloki Shama Kvash Ola Yivne Kim Shol Ibono Shub Lo Yivne. So Iu Dikoy Bel Yivne. So there is a lot of the rice. Lo Yivne. There is a lot of the rice. Now the Rambam passes like a vehicle, and of course. Raman Perkalev Yuchasiv Mechlitze Halochi Yidveise as follows. Hakenis es Yivemte in Eschus Oesel Olo Val Shor Achim Vim Bo Hu Yechod Min Achim Al Tzoroso Arizim Babesim Shunema Yivom Yodvele Al Tzoroso. Lava Bom Chalesha es. Now that is to do with the two Gilses in the Gemara Daf Yudalev. With the Gemara Daf, Rashi's Gilse, so the Rambam's Gilse, the Rambam and the Rib's Gilse is like Rashi's Gilse. And then there is the Gilse of the Rach. So according to Rashi's Gilse and the Rambam's Gilse, so Habol Yivomehu Bo Echod Menachim Al Tzoroso, so there is only Nisarese, not a lot. But love, according to the Rachs and Tinoch, and Tam's Gilse, so there is a lot. But as far as that is concerned, the Akin is, as Hayivome, Abo Al Yivome, Ubo Echot Menachin Al Tzoroso, so then even the Rambam admits that there is a Nisar Raise. Only thing is, the Rambam holds that it's a Nisar Ese, it's a Lava Bomochal Ese, not a Lava Bomo. But then he says, the Rambam, V'chin Achil Etzel Yivemtei, Neschla achlutze hi vicholzer isel al achilitz val shorach vicholon asuris aleihem midivay seifrim kishniyis shem leachar shem meis ochiv biloy vlad nistalik isar elvo mal kolnoshov lifichoch teif simbe magdushin kishniyis. So the Rambam also agrees with the Rashbam. The Rambam says shem leachar ipaskens like a vichanel. And he says, "Shebeachar shemei sochiv b'loy vlad nistalik Yisrael v'omal kol noshem." So the Yisrael shesach is poka. The nifile. What does it mean? Nifile. Nifile means mei sochiv b'loy vlad. That's nifile. So is nistalik Yisrael v'omal kol noshem. So he agrees with the Rashi. But the Rambam says, "Lefichoch teivsi." He says, "V'chulon asuris aleihem midivrei seifrim kishniyos." And then he says, "Lifichoch teivsin b'magidushin kishnis." So the Magidushin says that according to the Rambam, so he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. So there is no iser ishesach because the nifile is mafkia the iser ishesach completely. But when the Gemara says, "Kibushalibono," "Asher yidne," "Kibushalibono," "Asher yidne." So while the old Geshem say it's a lav gomo and there is malchus, the Ramban even mentions it in Milan mitzvahs. According to Rambam, it's not smach, and midrai say it's not even mosa. So midrai say yechileitz. According to the Rambam, so midrai say yechileitz is muta to marry the chalutz. You marry the chalutz. Why? Because there is no iser ishes. There is no iser ishesach, and as far as the chilitz is concerned, so even Rish Lakish admits that there is no iser ishesach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, so there is no iser ishesach in respect to everybody, to all the achim, and even in respect to the tzore. But the love is only an asmach, and it's only an iser mitivasei. Now the question arises: How can the Rambam say that it's nesmachte, but the Gemara says that noon, the Gemara says that according, and I mean the Gemara right here says it. The Gemara right here says. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheishes, Seife Asom Rav Akive, the Omar in Dushin Teif Simchayo V'lav. So in other words, So that means that it's a lav gomo, and according to Rav Akiva, the Dushan is not a face. So if someone, if a chileitz is, if one yom is chileitz livemte, and then he's mikadisher, so Dushan is not a face, because in Dushan teich mechayu lav. But if it's only shliyes, Rav Akiva is made the Dushan is a face in shliyes. So that's. It's a very strong kashi against the Rambam, and Gemara here and that nun aleph nun beis. I mean nun. The Gemara says so many times that according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Yidushin teivs mechayev lav. So bichutzosei. So if one is mikadesh chutzosei, so Yidushin is not teivs. So we see that it's a lav gomo. Now, so there is. Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, Perek HaGamliel, It's very strange for a Mishnah. Now, after the second Mishnah, so the last few lines. V'yomru einach achalit zikum yeira shelo yeir hamamo b'chlitzosi. So v'yomru zeu das Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says that if the chalutz makes him ama, that's dush in the chalutze, so einach achalit zikum. So in other words, so it's null and void. V'yomnom zeu das Rabbi Akiva. The svirelei in dushin tapes in bachalutzosim. Lifishech nechlat chozro elvok moishohi so kedem misasochi vein haloche ki Rabbi Akiva. So he himself explains Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Rabbi Akiva says that dushin is not tapes bichalutzosim. So he says, because Rabbi Akiva holds the shechanechlat, chozro elvok moishoh iso kedem misasochi, vein alochik Rabbi Akiva. So apparently the Rambam, it's a big chiddush, but apparently the Rambam holds, since we see that there is a Tanit, who says, einach achlu tziklum, that maimer is not a face, in maimer is not a face, bichlitzosei. And who is that Tane who says einach achlu tziklum? So that is Rabbi Akiva. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that kibum shloi bone shuv lo yivne is a real act. In other words, so it's only Rabbi Akiva holds like that. But the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, they hold that there is no law. But Rabbi Akiva holds like that. And then Rabbi Akiva also holds that in dushin teipsim chayom lavim. So mimele, he says, l'vishecha nechlat, choz vayavo, k'moishohoi so k'idem misasochim. But then we have to say, since the Rambam uses the lotion, k'moishohoi so k'idem misasochim, that it's a nisa reshisach, because if it's a new law, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's a new law, according to Rabbi Akiva, so the question of, so why does he say, k'moishohoi so k'idem misasochim? K'idem misasochim, there was a nisa reshisach, and now it's a new law of kibush loybona shulo yivne, as the Ramban says. So how can he say Moshe ben Misasochim? So apparently the Rambam holds that on that point there is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. You see, because Rabbi Akiva says in a chachlitz klum. So why does he say in a chachlitz klum? Because Rabbi Akiva is also made it that if one is baruch lutzose, he is not chayiv kores. Because there is exasakoso of kibim shalibono shuv lo yivne, but according to Rabbanon, shuv lo yivne is rasmachte, and the reason as to why there is no kores, because the nefila itself is mafkia the isarishesach ligamre. But Rabbi Akiva holds no, that the nefila is not mafkia the yisar eshesach, but the chlitze is minatik, the from kores to lav. But what kind of a lav is it? It's a lav of eshesach, but there is no kores. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's shechenechlat chos roel vok moishoi sokeidem misasochim, vein alochek Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, but Rabbi Akiva is also mean that there is no kores if one is baruch lutzose, because that's the gzeras hakosuv of kibush shalibono shuv lo yivne. So what other rishonim say according to the Rabbanon, that kibush shalibono shuv lo yivne is a lav gomor and it's a nituk from kores to lav. So the Rambam says alim the Rabbi Akiva, but according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, so there is no Yisr altogether. Midrash, there is no law. And why isn't there an Yisr of Yisr? Because the Nefila is Mafkia the Yisr of Yisr. This is the Shittas Ram. But all the other Rishonim are Chilik and Ram. Alright. Eiser Rabbi Yechanan, Eiser Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. Hachilis li yivemt, vichotza vikitcho umeis, tzrichoch li tzemnach. Vishleim li di didam, in the chayov el avninu, hani tzrichoch li tzemnach. Ela di doch, so, amai tzrichoch li tzem. So Rabbi Yechanan raised the question, Vishleim li di di, so there is no kores. So that's why if it's chosav v'kitcho, so umeis, so there is no kores even vis-a-vis the achim. So maybe she's not an elvo v'gavid achim. She's not an elvo v'ishesach. So it's chiyochlitzam an achim. So it's chayav elav. So bishlein ulidid didam in a chayav elav minu. How is it chiyochlitzam an achim? I mean that loshim is mashma not like the Rambam. Because here he says, Bishlemeli didi da amino chayovil avnino. Bishlemeli didi da amino chayovil avnino. So it's mashma that there is a lot. According to the Rambam, it's only like shnias. And the Magid Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, so this droshe of Kibush Lebonash of Yivne is nasmacht. Alright, so from the Roshna Rambam, it's from the Roshna of the Gemara, it's mashma that it's not an asmacht. Alright. Bishul didam in the Chayov el Avnin. Haim yitzchich, but she's not an Elbo. Haim yitzchich chlitzem an Achim. El lididoch, amai yitzchich chlitzem. So she's an Elbo. Vis-a-vis the Achim, she's an Ishes, an Elbo Ishes Achim. Utamecho im esein po medecho na Achim. Vikicho, ein lol of klum, vichayov el Avninu. Amai lol of klum. Omar Rav Sheishes, say ve'asel Rav Akiv. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Rav Sheishes says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not difficult. So in the same way, according to Rav Akiv, the Omar in Dushin Teifs in Chayim Olav. The Leisne Lidim Rav Akiv in Olav Kulum. So the Gemara says, Kash. Rav Ashe, so that Rav Ashe explains the price differently. Rav Ashe Sobalok Rish Lokish, Umtaritz Lok Rav Shimon. Rabbine Sovelot Rabbi Yechanan, Taretz Rabbanon. Rabashe Sovelot Rish Lokish, Talke Rab Shimon. Achilles Livente Bechosa Vikicho, Tzrich Ochlitzem Nach, Manachi, Nachin Ayeludi. So that two Gyosois. The Gyos in our text is Achin Ayeludi. And Tesu's Gyos is Achin Ayeludi. So it doesn't make any difference. So the question is, what does Yeludi mean and what does Nilodi mean? So according to our Gilse, Yeludi means those who are Osidli Voli. And according to Tesis Gilse, so Nilodi means those who are Asidimli Voli. But it means the same thing, whether the Gilse is Yeludi or the Gilse is Nilodi, it means the same thing. Manachim Achim Ayeludi means those who are not born as yet, who are born later. Kiman Terepshime. Omad Echod Minalildim Vikicho Imol of Klub. Kiman Terishlo. Now let's see. Rav Ashi Sovel Rish Lokish Doma Bikores V'Seif Enich. Taras Ol Rish Lepraiz Ektor Letzorach Litze V'Achish Lildo Lachach Litze. Ugudishin Shol Sheni. Uchepshim En Doma Yibim Lifzif Nilad Lo Imhani Nifuosom Lo Rish Limeve Alo Eishes Ochi Shol Hoyo Bilo Mehilkar Zikas Ayin Filo Lo Yosro Lo De Ahai Hoyo Luch Shemeilad Kvo Kitcho Ze. So Rashi is Midayik and the Miri mentions Tushit Es Rishenich. Now according to Reb Shimon that Eishisochiv Shalohoyo Bilome, so is Muteres in the Nefila Shnia. So when is he Muteres according to Reb Shimon? Only if Yivim V'Hakei Neila. So it's Bo Motza Beheta. So here the Gemara says that if one was Chilitz Yivente V'Chosa V'Kicho, let's say Reuven is the deceased brother and then Shimon was Chilitz to the Yivon. And then Shimon was Mikadish the Yivomi. And then Shimon died. So it's Chichachlitzom Nachim. Manachim, Nachim, Ayeludim, Nachim, Ayeludim. Those who are born later. So according to Rashi, so when is it Muter? When is it Shimuteres? Only if Levi, the one who was born later, was born not only after the Chalitze. After the Chalitze was given by Shimon. But after Shimon was Mikadesh, the Yivam with the Chalut. So in other words, Reuven was the deceased brother. Then Shimon gave Chalit. Then after the Chalit, Shimon was Mikadesh. And then after Shimon was Mikadesh, the Yivam the Chalutze. So Levi was born. So then, and then Shimon died. So then, according to Reb Shimon, who says that by Yibam Barakei Neilat, so she's Muteres. So here too she is Muteres. But suppose Shimon gave Chlitze, and then Levi was born, and after Levi was born, Shimon was Mikadisher, and then Shimon died. Then she will be Asur or Yibam according to Reb Shimon. But then the Miri mentions a Shittas HaRishenim that even if Levi was born after the Chlitze, before Shimon was Mikadisha, so it's considered like Neilat Barakei, like Yibam Barakei Neilat. And Lifluk, I mean, if there hadn't been a Machlokes HaRishenim, it happens that most Rishenim Achilikam that Shitta, and most Rishenim agree with Rashi that when is it to be equated with Yibam Barakei Neilat? Only if it was Cholatz V'Kiddush V'Hakach Neilat. But if it was Cholatz V'Neilat V'Hakach Kiddush, then it has a din like Neilat V'Hakei Yib. But if Rishenim didn't discuss it, I would say it's a Rasvore, like the Rishenim who are a Miut Rishenim, that even if it was Neilat Le'achash Cholatz Kedem Shekiddush, it should also be equated with Yibam Barakei Neilat. Because what's the reason? Why does Reb Shimon distinguish between Neilat Barakei Yibam and Yibam Barakei Neilat? Why? Because in the case of Reb Shimon is made that it's Yisoche Shaloni Belome Yisoser in the Filah Shniyo. If it was Neilat Barakei Yibam, why? Because Nesro Shoachas. Masha'in Kein, if it is Yibam Barakei Neilat, if it is Yibam Barakei Neilat, then it's not shayach to say Nesro Shoachas, because when do we apply the law of Nesro Shoachas? If it's Nesro Shoachas, we shas nefile. But if it is Yibam Barakei Neilat, so it's not Nesro Shoachas, we shas nefile. It was already after nefile. It's after the Afko Azike. So Memele, it should follow that in the case where Reuben died and Shimon was chelik to Yevame, and then Levi was born, and after Levi was born, so Shimon was Mikadesh, and then Shimon died, should also be Muteres. Because we cannot say Nesro Shoachas Bishas Nefile, because when Levi was born, it was not Bishas Nefile anymore. Because it was after Chlitze. How can there be Zike after Chlitze? So Mitzar Asvore, it's Mistava like that, Shittas HaRishenim. But it seems that most Rishenim agree with Rashi, that when is it considered to be equated with Yibam Barakei Neilat? Only if it's Cholatz V'Kiddush V'Rakach Neilat Levi. But if it's Cholatz and Neilat Levi, and then Shimon was Mikadesh, then it has the din like Neilat Barakei Yibam, not like Yibam Barakei Neilat. So that's strange. But this is Rashi Shitta. Kibanki Reb Shimon. So, Omad Echod Min Alulodi, Vikishon Reklum, Kibanki Reshlokish. Rabbine Sobelot Rabbi Echen, Mutaras Lali Min Rabbonon. Achim Slevem Tivachot Vikishon Tzrim Chlitz Vahachim, Manachin Achin Alulodi, Kibanki Rabbi Echen. Omad Echod Min Alulodi, Vikishon Eilo Reklum, Kibanki Rabbonon. I'm sorry.
50th Shun Yavamos, your test here is Hatov Shin Lam and Vav, December 22nd, 1975, Tuesday.
Now, I mentioned that the Miri mentions two shittas. Now, the Gemara said, now according to the Shlokish, so the halacha is that if one is chelitz, the Yivame, so only the chelitz regarding the chalutza, so there is no chorus, only a lot. Masheinke regarding shorachin, or even vis-a-vis the chelitz, in regard to the chatzor, there is chorus. And the Bichnen says, bein hu, bein achim, bein hi, bein tzoroso, there is no chorus. There is no chorus. So, the Gemore, esti kashe, the Bichnen, esti kashe, the Vishlokish, achim is livente, vichodra, vikicho, umeis, itzri, hochmito, ben achim. So bishleimu nivi daminu chayavu aminu hani bitzchich chlitzu menachim el vidoch amai tzchich chlitzu menachim. So the Gemara at first said, Rav Tosfos said that Seifas and Rav Akiva. But then Rav Ashi explains the whole Braise in accordance with Rish Lakish. And he says, Achin is limiting, Chosa Rikich, Tzlicha, Chitl Nach, Man Achin, Achin Ayyudi, Nor Achin Anilady. But it means those who are born after the Chlitz. After the Chlitz. So Kiman Kerev Shin. So just as Ligabe, Shisokav Shalei, Bilome, so we say that if it's Yidn Barakein Eilat, if it's Yidn Barakein Eilat, so there is no Yitzer. So the same thing applies to those who are Neilat Lachachlit. So we saw that the merely mentions two Shittas. There are some Rishayim who say that anyone who was born after Chalitze, even before the Kedushin, so Mimele, there is no. So there is no chorus, and but the Miri says no. Only vis-a-vis the one who is born la'acha shekidesh, but the one who is born la'acha shecholatz kein shekidesh, and after that Shimon was mikadesh. So and then Shimon died. So there is a so. So then he's sricha chutz la'acha. So it's asuro mitzad nisakot. So it's an el. This is and from Rashi. Rashi is also like that. The Omer umitaretz lo. The second line. That you dalek and dal. The reason the price is torn it's all chlitze. Biachim sheneyudu lachachlitze ugdushin shol shem. So in other words, they were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. At first, only two brothers. Now Reuven died, and then she was nifeles before Simon. Shimon gave her chalitz, and then he was mikadosh chlutos. So it's only chayov elavim. So kedushin is teivus. Then Shimon died. So it's like yidn lipsed neilat. Yidn lipsed neilat. So it's chelis levon. Not, but it's chelis levon. Mashmuim king. So it also says, So he emphasizes, again he emphasizes, a second time. For Kitcheze, the invitation being that in Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuven died, and Reuven and Rachel, the wife of Reuven, was Nefeles, before Shimon, and Shimon was Chalitz, and then after the Chalitz by Shimon, so Levi was born, and then after Levi was born, so Shimon was Mikadesh. So then there is no chalitza, because then she's an elba nisusa. This is not chalitza. Then and the Miri mentions that chalitza, and then the Miri mentions another chalitza. That as long as Levi was born after the chalitza by Shimon, even though before the kedushin by Shimon, so it's considered also it is to be graded with zib v'hatole, and he rejects. ואיזה סוכם שלא יודעים אם הוא קרל בדבר הזה לרב שימן ומזה הוא האם הסצנוע קליצה ואף על פי שבאיזה סצנוע זה כבר זה איש בו הם עוצרם קורס הקורים תורס לוקיץ הוא עושה משום דבר שעסקוויץ וכל הלניס אבל If Levi was born first and then Shimon was Miyav, So when Rachel was born, so then she became anymore. Rachel, Eishes Rubo, became a Suan lady, Mitzach Vishesach. And when did this Iser of Vishesach take effect? Vishas before? Because there was no Yibus yet. So and then Echter lady was born, so she was Miyab, and then she was married. So we say, what's the Shoachas, Vishas before? Masha'in came, if you move, I came to. So when Rubi is born, she becomes a Suan in Mitzach Vishesach. Or Ruben, he says, it's not just Nefil anymore. There is no Zike. It's a for him by Sime. So the moment should follow that in the case of Ruben and Shimon to brothers, and Ruben died, and Rochel was the fellas before Shimon, and Shimon was Chelitz to Rochel. So maybe the Zike is Poka, and then Levi was born. And after Levi was born, Shimon was Mikadesh. So we should not say, we could not say it was Nesro Shachas, because when do we apply the Loch Nesro Shachas? If it's Nesro Shachas, we should be feel it. And when she became Asuro and Levi, so it wasn't just the feeling, it's the Chalitze, there is no Zike. So it's not just the feeling. So why does the Mili reject that she is also, they seem to be right? And most Rishayim agree with the Mir Rishi. I mean, Rashi should be like that. And Teisa should be like that. Teisa is like that. Rabbonon, Abba Mosul, look like Rav Shimon, Tin Shenei Matkirim Shekitzo. Why doesn't Teisa say, Tin Shenei Matkirim Shekitzo? The answer is no. It's not important whether Neila Tirim Shekhotso or Lacha Shekhotso. Even Neila Lacha Shekhotso. But Tirim Shekitcho. So it's still a so. So that's the Kashi by Rabbi. I mean, it's really a very strong Kashi. Now, I think that it's possible to give it to explain that shit. I mean, why is it? In other words, because most Rishayim say like that. I mean, if the Rishayim didn't say like that, I would say, Mr. Asmore, like the Rishayim, that the Miri mentions, in other words, that if Levi is Nila, Dev Tachlitze, even Kenan Gdushin by Shimon, so it's still, so there is no Yitzhar Shizah. But Kashi and Tesnes and the Miri, and it seems most Rishayim, say that only if Levi is Neilat Lacha Shekitcho Shimon, not if Levi was Neilat Lacha Shecholtzo Shimon. Shecholtzo Shimon. Now, let's turn to the Gemara of Daf Chof. There is the Gemara of Reb Shimon, of Yisrochim Sholim Yilom. So the Gemara has the Kashe, number of times we already went over this Gemara. But you're blessed with luck. And Gemara says, for Chaname, that's the Daf Chof on the Daled, the fourth line before the Mishnah. For Chaname is a Rochiv shel Hoyom Leilom Leichon Ozach. So the Gemara's Kashi is, how can Reb Shimon say that in the case of Ishis Rochiv shel Hoyom Leilom in the second Mishnah, if it is Yivmakin Yilad, so then Levi can be Miyabim Rochel, that heretofore was the Ishes Ruvein, and then Shimon was Miyabim her. So true that vis-a-vis Shimon, so Rochel is an Ishes Ochiv Shehoyabilon. But she is not only an Ishes Shimon, she is also an Ishes Ruvein. So, and the Ligabi Ruvein, it's loyal Yabilome. So, how can the Nefile from Shimon to Levi be Matia the Yisar Shesach of Ishes Ruvein? Two, the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can be Matia the Yisar Shesach emanating from the Ishes of Shimon. But how can it be Matia the Yisar Shesach emanating from the Ishes of Ruvein? From the Ishes of Ruvein. There was no Nefile on the Teres. That's the Gemara's Kash. Hochanami Yisar Ochiv Shalom Yabilome Lichan Ozal. When Shimon dies, it's even Barakeneilad. So then there is a Nefilah from Shimon to Levi. So that can be Matia the Ishes the Yishesach of Shimon. But how can it be matter the Yisrael Yishesach of Ovid? So the Gemara says, how you saw it as Leteira, how you saw it as Leteira. So there are two pshat, Rashi's pshat and Teis pshat. Now Rashi's pshat is, Avol Yisrael Yishesach, is Leheta. Kishayim leiboni, hilcha kishayim leisrishe, ve'lo iboni, yispok ha'yisur legabi sheim, v'inoso, v'ashli shemikeach sheivu. In other words, let's say Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuven was married to Rochel. Reuven died, and then so Rochel was nifeles before Shimon, and Shimon was miyabim her. Shimon was miyabim her. Then Levi was nela, and then Shimon died. So we say now there is nifele from Shimon to Levi. Was there a nisa of Yishesach mitzadi Yishes of Reuven? In regard to Shimon. Shimon was not Muzer and Rochel mitzad the Yishesach of Reuven. Now Levi is Mikeach Shimonbo. Hashlishi Mikeach Shimonbo. So Mele, because Yidn, the Pshat in Rashi is that Yidn really means it's a Hemshech of the Yishes of Shimon. When this woman Rochel is now in the fellas before Levi, so when Levi is miyabim her, he is mamshich. It's not a new ishes. In a certain sense, he is mamshich the ishes of Shimon. Now, so and since Shimon was not muzer on her mitzad the ishes of Reuven, so mimele the shlishi Levi, who is only mamshich the ishes of Shimon. So he cannot be Oseh mitzadi Yishesach of Reuven either, because he is mamshich. It's a hemshach. It's a continuation of the Yishes of Shimon. Of the Shimon. There's the pshat in Rashi. Now Teisves gives another pshat. Teisves gives a pshat. How you saw this letter? The poka Yisar Yishesach. The yochil arzir olach hashegirsh. The hilchet the poka leilu gabi yidei Yisar Yishesach. Poka namel gabi ochi vanila. So Tesis Pshat is, Tesis is not because Shlishi Likersheni Bo, because Kim Shekin Sarei Kish Telchodoro. So Mimele, when Shimon was Miyam, Eishes Ruvei, so then the Yisar Yishesach is poka kish lechodoro. In other words, even if he's migarisher, he can remarry her. Shimon was allowed to be migarisher and remarry her. Why? Because the Yisar Yishesachosu kim shekin sarei kish lechodoro. So not only is the kinus by Shimon in Eishes Ruvei Matkia the Yisrael Yishesach Leilom Boet Ligabi himself, but even Ligabi the other Achim. That's the Yisrael Yishesach. Alright. Now, the question is here, when the Gemara applies Reb Shimon's din of Yidn Barakei Neilav, Yidn Barakei Neilav, so the same din the Gemara applies to the case of Achilles Livente V'choza V'kitch. So it's also like Yidn Barakei Neilav. Let's say that Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven died, and Shimon was chilitz to Rochel, and then Shimon was mikadish Rochel, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon died. So then, according to Rav Shimon, according to all Rishayim, so according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara is saying that there is no Yisrael Yishesach. There is no Yishesach, and it's choletz. Levi has to give a chlitz. So the question is now, just as the Gemara asked the kashet abchop by Yishesochim Shalom Yabilom, the Gemara asked Yisar Yishesochim Shalom Yabilom Leichon Ozal, to the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can be matter the Yisar Yishesach of Shimon, but how can the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi be matter the Yisar Yishesach of Reuven? So the Gemara gives a teretz Yisretei. So Rashi explains it because Shlishin Kiyah Shimon. Tesis explains it because Kim Shekin Sar Kishtel Chodoro. Now, So Bishleime, according to Rashi's pshat, we can understand this Gemara. Here, it's not Yidden v'hakenila, it's Cholat v'kiddush v'hakenila. So according to Rashi's pshat, so it makes sense. The same oneness makes sense here, just as it makes sense there. In other words, just as over there we say Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Uvo, because Levi, when he's Levi is Mamshich, the Yishes of Shimon, so here too, he's not allowed to be Miyam, but suppose he would. So Mimele he would be Mamshich, the Yishes, he would be Mamshich, the Yishes of Shimon. He would be Mamshich, the Yishes of Shimon, because there is no Yisar Yishesach, of course, vis-a-vis Shimon. Shimon, even though he was not allowed to be Mikadosh, to marry her, but there is no Yisar Yishesach, of course. And now Levi is Mamshir the Ishes of Shimon. So just as there was no Yisar Yishesach Ligabe Shimon, there is no Yisar Yishesach Ligabe Levi. But according to Tesef Shah, that the reason as to why there is no Yisar of Yishesach of Reuven Ligabe Levi is because when Shimon was Kineser, so he was Mafkia the Yisar Yishesach that is Shayach over there where Shimon was Miyam, but here Shimon wasn't Miyam, Shimon was Mikadesh. So that is a concept of that is only Shayach when there is Yim by Shimon, but in this case there was no Yim by Shimon, there was regular Dushin like any other Dushin that a man realizes in a woman. So Kimshekinsa has no application here. So Bishleim, according to Rashi Pshat, we can explain it. But according to Tesis Pshat, how can we apply this lomdes here? Only Kimshekinsa Yishkishlo Chodovo is only Shayach when he's Kainer, when Shimon is Kainer, Fuyim, Fudaloche, Ovim, Yivov, Yomolel, Ukochol Yishto. So Kimshikinsa Yishkodovo. But here it wasn't the din of Yivomo Yovel or Mitzadim. Mitzad Dushin. Because Dushin is famous as Hayolam. So Kimshikinsa Yishkodovo has no application here. So Mimele, so why shouldn't there be an Isser Yishesach? Why shouldn't there be an Isser Yishesach regabilated? So we have to say that even tasteless would have to apply Rashi's laws here. But Teisves, they are mentioned another time. That doesn't mean that Teisves, and Rabbi Holland says that. That doesn't mean that Teisves is Chilik and Rashi's Lomdes. Teisves only mentions there's an additional reason as to why over there. So there is no Ishesach Ligabelein. Because of Kimshikinsa. In other words, according to Teisves, for two separate reasons. So over there, therefore, there is no Isser Yishesach Ligabe Levi. First of all, because of Rashi's Lomdes, because Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo, and Teisves is not Chilik on Rashi's Lomdes, and then Teisves mentions another reason. So in Achnamis, over there, there is another reason. But over here, there is just the reason mentioned by Rashi, and Teisves also agrees with the reason mentioned by Rashi. We have to say that. And Rabbi Chanan says that. Now, so the question is, why does the Miri reject the Shitas HaRishenim that Hachilis Levemte V'Hakach Neilad Levi V'Hakach Kitcho Shimein V'Hakach Kitcho V'Hakach Mei Shimein? So the HaRishenim will say that it's Chiletzes. Why does the Miri say no, it's not Chiletzes? Let's see the version of the Miri. So he says they miracle she in time shall Rav Shimon be yim v'hakach nilad. Hello. Nei, she beitza beheta. Avol ze she chola v'yisur en mishkach. Apparently, all these Rishenim, who are all Rishenim, they do not base the halacha of Rav Shimon that by Nilad V'Haken Yidin, so Rav Shimon is made it, that Levi cannot be Miyabner. They do. So the usual way of explaining it is on the basis of Nes Rosh HaAchas. But Nes Rosh HaAchas is only shayach if it's nesra shayachas b'shas nefile. But we cannot say nesra shayachas b'shas nefile in the case of chilis levente v'cholzo v'hakach neilat levi v'hakach kitcho shimen. So it's not nesra shayachas because efter chalitze it's nesra and levi efter chalitze, so it's not shas nefile. There is no zike. So apparently, besides nesra shayachas, there is another reason as to why Rav Shimon is made by neilat v'hakein yivn that levi cannot be miyavn the year to 40 is shesochem shloimah in the nefilah. Besides nesra shayachas. One reason is Nesra Shachas. But the time of Nesra Shachas is not Chayach in the case of Achilles Levente with Achilles Levente with Nilat Levi Marakach Kitcha Shimon. And still we say that Rav Shimon is made that there is an Issa Kodesh of Yishezach. So obviously, besides Nesra Shachas, Rav Shimon is made by Nila in the case of Nila Marakim. So what is the time besides Nesra Shachas? So we have to say. Now the Gemara is the Kashe. The Gemara is the Kashe that Chov. The Gemara is the Kashe. Ochename is the Rochiv Shloim Belom Elayichon Ozal. So the Gemara gives a Teretz Hayi Surat Les Leter. So how does Rashi explain it? Because Shlishi Mikiach Sheni. Shlishi Mikiach Sheni. So we have to say according to these Rashi that even though shlishi mikiach sheni upo, so it's only shayach, it's not shayach if a certain isar ishesach was already chal. So we cannot say on the basis of shlishi mikiach sheni upo that even though the isar ishesach was already chal, but the nefile from Shimon to Levi should be matir and isar ishesach of Ruve because shlishi mikiach sheni. That we cannot say. We do not go so far. Because if, let's say, assuming, now in this case, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, they were two, Hoyu Ba'il HaMechon. So, and then Reuben died, and Rochel was Nefelet before Shimon. Rochel was Nefelet before Shimon. And then, Shimon and Rochel Nefelet before Shimon, and then, Levi was born. And then Shimon was Miyav Rochim. And then Shimon died. So apart from the Eschol of Shachas, so Reb Shimon is made it that Levi cannot be Miyav Rochim, the present is Shimon and the heretofore is Reuven, because the Nefile from Shimon to Levi can only be Matir and Nisar is Shesach of Shimon. But the Nefila from Shimon to Levi cannot be Matia the Yisar Yishesach that was already Chal when Levi was born, and Levi was born before Shimon was Miyam. It's Nilad V'Hakeyim. So the Yisar Yishesach of Reuven was Chal and Levi then. So now that Shimon dies, so we cannot say because Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo, so Mimele the Nefile from Shimon to Levi is not only Matir the Yisar Yishesach of Shimon, it's Matir the Yisar Yishesach of Reuven that was already Chal before. That you cannot say. But so why does Rashi say Hashlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo? So the answer is this: just as there is a din of a Nisa Chal al Yisar. That let's say Reb Shimon says that the Isar of Achis Isho cannot be Chal on the Isar of Yishesach. So Mimele in the same Isar, so the Isar, one Isar of Yishesach, cannot be Chal on another Isar of Yishesach. Cannot be Chal on another Isar of Yishesach. So Mimele in the case of Barakin Neilat. So there is no Isar Yishesach of Reuven Chal. Why not? Because Reuven and Shimon two brothers. Now Reuven died and Rochel was Nefelet before Shimon. Shimon was Miyavin, Rochel. And then Levi was born. So when Levi is born, the first moment in the existence of Levi, whose wife is she? She's Eishes Shimon, not Eishes Reuven. Heretofore she was an Eishes Reuven. But when Levi is born, whose wife is she already? Rochel. She is Eishes Shimon. So when Levi is born, so certainly the Yisrael is Yisach of Shimon is Chalal Levi, the moment he's born. So mainly we apply the same lomdes of the Yisrael Chalal Yisrael. And we say that since the Yisrael is Yisach of Shimon is Chalal Levi, if it's Neilad Vahakenyid, I mean if it's Yib Vahakenyid, I'm sorry, if it's Yib Vahakenyid, so when Levi is born, the first moment she's already the Yisrael of Shimon. So Mimele, she becomes Asura Levi Mitzah underscore of the Yisrael of Yisrael of Shimon. So Mimele, she cannot become Asura the same moment underscore of the Yisrael of Yisrael of Levi. The same wonders as in Yisrael of Yisrael. So you'll say, but here is Basachas. And the Gemara says that Bibasachas, So Isa is Chalal Isa. So you have to say, and I think that I mentioned it at that time, I think I mentioned the connection with Rashi Shukin, that the reason as to why the Basachas in Isa is Chalal Isa, so it's not a special Zerasakosu, that in Isa Chalal Isa is only Shayach Bozeach Hazeh, and it's not Shayach Basachas. No. The same oneness of in Isa Chalal Isa that is applicable to Bozeach Hazeh should be applicable to Basachas too. But if Bibasachas, the reason as to why Bibasachas, so we say Yisachal Yisrael, because suppose we'll say Ein Yisachal Yisrael, so which Yisrael would be Chal and which Yisrael would not be Chal? Now the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel mentions an example of Basachas. I mean there are many examples, but an example in connection with Eishesach and Achisish. Now the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon hold that by Isa Basi, so the Isa is Chalal Isa. And by Isa Kelel, also Isa is Chalal Isa. So Mimele, according to Rabbonim of Rav Shimon, so the Isa of Achis Isha, the Isa of Achis Isha is Chal on the Isa of Ishesach. Why? Because Isa of Achis Isha vis-a-vis Ishesach is in Isa Kelel. Because it's Kelel of the other Achoyes. And so the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanan of Rav Shimon, that the Yisrael is Chalal Yisrael in Isa Kelel, so Mimele the Yisrael of Achis Isha is Chalal Yisrael Shesach. If it's not so Meis, V'chaki no so Chai. Now let's say Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Now Reuven first married Rochel. And then, so when Reuven married Rochel, so then Rochel became Asura and Shimon mitzad Yisrael of Yisrael. Then Shimon, later on, a year later, Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rochel. So we say, at Rabbon of Rav Shimon say, Yisrael is Chalal Yisrael because of Caleb. Because it's Caleb, the other Achoyes. Now, that's in the case of Noso Mes Vahakino Sachai. He first Reuven married Rochel, and then Shimon married Leah. So then the Rabbonim say, because of Yisrael, so the Yisrael of Achis Isha is Chal of the Yisrael of Yisrael. Suppose it's the other way around, that it's Noso Chai Vahakino Sameis. First Shimon married Leah, and then Reuven married Rochel, and then Reuven died. So then we say also that Isa is Chal Isa because it's Isa Meisi. In other words, to other brothers. So that's the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon says that Ein Isa Chal Isa, even Isa Kelel, and even Isa Meisi. So if it's not a Meisi, like not a Chai, the Gemara says Daf Lamed Reis Amidale. If it's not a Meisi, like not a Chai. So the Yisrael Yisach is Chal first, so then the Yisrael Achis Isha is not Chal on the Yisrael Yisach, because in Yisrael Chal Yisrael even by Yisrael. If it's not a mess, V'akim Yosef Chai, so again Rav Shimon says that Yisrael Achis Isha is Chal first, and then the Yisrael Yisach is not Chal on Yisrael Achis Isha, because Rav Shimon holds in Yisrael Chal Yisrael even by Yisrael. So, but when do we have an example that even Rav Shimon would be made that both Yisroim Chal, the Yisrael Yisach, if both were Bibasachas? How is a child Basachas? Reuven and Shimon appointed somebody as a Shliach to be Mikadesh, so Reuven appointed someone, the same person as Shimon appointed, as a Shliach, to be mikavish rochel and Shimon appointed the same person as the shliach to mikavish leo, and then he was mikavish rochel and leo for on behalf of Reuven and Shimon basachas. So then Rav Shimon is made. Then Rav Shimon is made that is a halay al isa. So the isa of a chesisho is halay isa of a shesach. The isa of a shesach is halay isa of a chesisho basachas. Bakapora says that ain't is a halal isa even bivasachas. Even if Reuven and Shimon appointed one person as a shliach to hand over the kedush to a shliach of Rochel and Leah, words basachas. So Bakapora says that even in such a case we say ain't is a halal isa. So the question is, so which isa is hal? So Bakapora says the isa of a shesach is hal. Not the Isar of Hezisho, it is Basachas. Why the Isar of Hezisach? Because the Isar of Hezisach is more humble than the Isar of Hezisho. Why is the Isar of Hezisach more humble than the Isar of Hezisho? Because Isar of Hezisho, Yeshlo Heter, Lacha Misasishte, Mashayim Kein, the Isar of Hezisach has no Heter except Bimokim Yim. But it has no other Heter. So mainly the Isar of Hezisach is more humble than the Isar of Hezisho. So, Bakapore, which holds that in Isachal, Isar, even Basachas, so which Yisrael is Chal? The Yisrael of Yisrael is Chal because it's more Mochamu. So we see that there is one Mandoma Bakapore who says Ein Yisrael Alisea, Ein Yisrael Alisea, even Basachas. And the reason as to why we hold, no, not like Bakapore, that Yisrael is Chal and Yisrael Basachas, so it's not because of his special Zerzakosu, that there is a distinction between Basachas and Zerzakazeh. The same longness that applies to Mosiah Hazeh, so applies to Basachas too. But the reason is why we say Basachas or Yisar is Halal Yisar is because my Chosis. So Bakapora holds, no, it's not my Chosis. Yisar is Yisach is Mochomo, so Mele, there is a reason as to why the Yisar is Yisach should be Chal and the Yisar of Achisisho should not be Chal. So this is Bakapora's worry. But the others say, no, it's my Chosis. But if there is a reason as to why one Isa should be held more than another Isa, then we could apply the concept along this of an Isa Halal Isa in Basachas too. So Mimele, in this case where it's Yim, in the case where it's Neilad Vachakin Yim, so when Levi was born, and that was before Shimon was Miyaben Rochel Yisrovi, so at that moment, and when Levi was born, what kind of an Ishesach was Rochel? The Ishesach of Reuven. So at that moment she became Asuro. So she became Asuro mitzad the Iser of Ishesach of Reuven. So then when Shimon is Miyab, and after that Shimon died and she's the first of the Levi, so we say true indeed that the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can be matir the Ishesach of Shimon, but it cannot be matir the Ishesach of Reuven. It cannot be matir the Ishesach of Reuven that was already chal. And two, there is a rumdes of Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo. So Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo does not go so far to be matir an Isar Ishesach of Reuven that was already chal. But when do we say now? The Gemara says that Lamed Reis. Now turn to that Gemara. That's the reason as to why I explained all the Yeshites. I mean, Rabbonon, Shimon, Yisamesit, Yisakil. That from the veins, Omud Aleph. Tone Rabbonon. Bo leo chayv ola om shim yishisach om shim yachisish. Dime Rabbi Yeis. Rabbi Shimon Eimer ne chayv ola om shim yishisach abilvad. Votani Rabbi Shimon Eimer ne chayv ola om shim yachisish. Abilvad, lo yikashu. Kan shenosa chayv, haki nosa mes. Then, the Yisrael Yishisach was chal first. So Meile is Chayim Shem Yishisach Bewa. We can, she knows on Meis Akinos Achai, so the Yisrael Achisisho is Chal first. And the Yisrael Yishisach is not Chal on the Yisrael Achisisho, even though it's an Yisrael Meisim. So it's only Mechui Chayim Mishum Achisisho. But Rav Shimon, Heichem Nos on Meis, Makim Nos Achai, Kim the Yisrael Achisisho Lechayim, Tisiyav Mi Yivyume, Tisiyav Mi Yivyume. So Gimor has the very strong Kashi, in the case of Nosames Akinosachai. So when Reuven married Rochel, what he said was Chalan Shimon and Yisar of Yishesach. Then Shimon married Leo. So the Yisrach is Yishol, is Loichayel, and the Yisrach is Yisach. So Mimele, and then Shimon died. So there is no Elva Machis Yishol, because the Elva Machis Yishol is not Chal, and it's Chal Yisrach. So let it be Misya Memes. Tisyam Yivum. Omar Avashe, Yisrach is Yishol, Misle Tole Vikoye. Ipoke Yisrach is Yisach, Osi Yisrach is Yishol Vichayel. Vilkach Loipoch. So what does Gemara say? Now the Gemara asked a very strong kashi. According to Rav Shimon, if it's not a mess, v'hakei, not so high, so the Yisrach Yisach was chal first, and the male of the Yisrach Yisisho, even though it's Kelel, so it cannot be chal upon the Yisrach Yisach, and then Shimon died, so the Yisrach Yisach was never chal. So there is only a Yisrach Yisach, as the Yisrach Yisisho was never chal. So there is only the Yisrach Yisach, and then the Nefile from Reuven to Shimon can certainly take off the Yisrach of Yisach like in every other case of him. So why is Shimon Yisrach? So the Gemara says, why wasn't it until now? Why wasn't the Yisrach of Achisisho Chal and the Yisrach of Yisach? Because in Yisrach Chal Yisrach. But now, if you are going to say that this Nefile from Reuven to Shimon should take off the Yisrach of Yisach, so then there will be no obstacle. So then Achisisho. The Achisisho will be chal. So maybe the Yisrach Yisach is not potter. You see, because if it would be potter, the Yisrach of Achisisho. So maybe in the case we apply the lomdes of Hayisura di lesser letere, Hayisura di letere. Why? Because Shlish Mikir Sheni Bo. So when can we apply the lomdes of Shlish Mikir Sheni Bo? Only in the case of Yibn Barakei Mela. So Mela, that means that when Reuven died and she was Nefel before Shimon, and then Shimon was Miyab, then Levi was born. So when Levi was born, she was already Eisha Shimon. So Mela, the Yisar Eisha Sach of Reuven is not Chal. And you ask, why shouldn't it be chal? But if Vasachas we paskin that Yisrael is chal al Yisrael with Vasachas, the answer is the reason is why Yisrael is chal al Yisrael Vasachas is not because there is a special Zer Sakosu. Yisrael, the aloha of Yisrael chal al Yisrael doesn't apply to Vasachas. We see that Bar Kapore holds that in Yisrael chal al Yisrael with Vasachas and Yisrael is chal. And the reason is why the other say that Yisrael chal al Yisrael Vasachas because of Machozis. Because Machozis, he doesn't agree with Bakapore just because Ishesach is Mohammo or some male who can't say my chotis. He hopes we can say my chotis even though Ishesach has a chumres against Achisisho. But in this case, so she's an Ishesach of Shimon at present, and she is an Ishesach of Reuven not at present. Reuven is dead. When Levi is born, so then Reuven is dead already. She is not an Ishesach of Reuven, but she is a heretofore Ishesach of Reuven. So since there is a loch of Yisrachal Alisa, but Bibasachas, we say Yisrachal Alisa. Why? Because of my chozis. Here it's not shayach to say my chozis. Because why should we say my chozis? Why should the Yisra? There are two Yisrachim of Ishesach. Ishesach of Kimen. When Levi is born, so she is already married to Shimon. So there are two Yisurim of Ishesach. Ishesach of Shimon. So she is at present an Ishesach of Shimon. And also, the Ishesach of Reuven. But she is not at present an Ishesach of Reuven. She is a heretofore of an Ishesach of Reuven. So mainly we cannot say Maichozis that the Yisrach of Ishesach of Shimon should be Chal, and not the Yisrach of Ishesach of Reuven. There is a good svara as to why the Yisrach of Ishesach of Shimon should be Chal on Levi, rather than the Yisrach of Ishesach of Reuven. Because she is at present an Ishesach of Shimon. She is not at present an Ishesach of Reuven in any way. She was at one time. She's an Ishesach of Reuven, a past Ishesach of Reuven, not a present Ishesach of Reuven. So Mimele, the whole reason as to why Bibasachas we don't say in Yisachal Alisa is because of Bibasachas, because of Maichozis. Basachas we say Maichozis, but here it's a question of a present Ishesach and the past Ishesach. So then we cannot say Maichozis. So we say that the present the Yisach of the present Ishesach of Shimon Ischal, Mimele, the past, the Isa of the past Ishesach of Ruvein is not Chal. So that means if it is Yidn Vahakir Melach, so when Levi is born, she is already the present Ishesach of Shimon. So there is all this war in the world that this has preference, the Ishesach of Shimon has preference as against the Ishesach of Ruvein. So the Ishesach of emanating from the Ishesach of Shimon is Chal on Levi. And once this is Chal, so the Ishesach emanating from the Ishesach of Ruvein cannot be Chal. Cannot be Chal. But when Shimon dies, so then the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi is certainly capable of being Mafkiya the Ishesach emanating from the Ishesach of Shimon. There's the nefilah from Shimon to Levi, so let then so misletole, so we should apply the lomdes. The Gemara says that from the place misletole, so then the ishesach emanating from the ishes of Ruvin should be chal. So here the Gemara says vashlishi mikiach shenibo. In other words, since the ishesach of Ruvin until this moment when Shimon dies was not as yet chal on Levi because of the misachalalis. So, when does it have an opportunity to be chal? Only now when Shimon dies. So we say, since shlishi mikiach sheni ubo, and the ishes of the shlishi is in effect a hemshech of the ishes of Shimon. So the iser ishesach of Ruvein that was not until now chal. But now it has to be chal, so it's not chal because of shlishi mikiach sheni bo. So shlishi mikiach sheni bo has the effect of precluding the chaleis iser of the ishesach of Ruvein. But it cannot be mafkia, it cannot be matir, and iser ishesach of Ruvein that was already chal. So in other words, so the reason as to why in the case of neilat v'chakeiv. So apart from the time of Neshol of Shoachas, there is another reason as to why Levi cannot be Miyab Rochel, that in the past was Eishes Ruvein and now she was Eishes Shimon. Why? Because the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can only be Matir and Yisar Eishesach of emanating from the Ishes of Shimon that was already Chal. But the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi cannot be Matir and Yisar Eishesach of Ruvein that was already chal. But if it's Yidn v'chakeiv milat, then the Yisar Ishesach of Ruvein was not as yet chal. It has to be chal now because of misletole. So we say because shlishi mikiach sheni ubo, so that precludes the chalais Yisar of Ishesach of Ruvein. But to be mafkia and Ishesach of Ruvein, the Yisar Ishesach of Ruvein that was already chal, that we do not say shlishi mikiach sheni ubo, that it should be matir and nisa that's already chal, because of shlishi mikiach sheni ubo it can preclude the possibility of the Yisar Ishesach of Ruvein being chal now. But if it was already chal, that then it cannot be matir. So now we can understand. So that's why Rashi and Tisves and the Miri say that in the case of Achilles Levent, Achilles Levent, and then if it is, the Gemara says, so according to Rashi and Tisves and Miri, if it is chilis levente, v'chod amkitcho, v'chakach milat levi, so then according to Rav Shimon, there is no Yisar Ishesach, of course. Why isn't there Yisar Ishesach, of course? Because if it's chilis levente, v'chod amkitcho, v'chakach milat levi, so when Levi is born, is she an Ishesach at present? When Levi is born, so whose present Ishesach is she? Shimon's Ishesach, not Ruvein's. She is a past Ishesach of Ruvein. So Memele, so the moment if it's Chilis Levente, Vichozar Vekitch, Ruvein died, Shimon, his brother, gave Chuitz, then he was Mikadish. After Shimon was Mikadish Rochel, So Levi was born. When Levi is born, the first moment of in his life, so Rochel becomes Asurani on the score of Eish HaShemen. She's already Eish HaShemen, the present Eish HaShemen. But she's only a past Eish HaShemen, not a present Eish HaShemen, but a past. So we say Elisa Chalal Isa, even though it's Mivasachas, but here it has priority. The present, the Isarish, the present Isarish Isach, so his priority is against the past Isarish of Ruvain. So Mimele, the Isarish Isach of Shimon is Chal and Levi, becomes incumbent upon Levi. So Mimele, the Isarish Isach of it's emanating from the Ishes of Ruvain, it's only past Isarish. So it's not Chal, because of the Nisea Chalalisea. So Mele, it's Chletes. Mashim came if it's a Chilis Levente. Shimon was Chilis Levente to Rochel. And then Levi was born. And after Levi was born, Shimon was Mikadisher. So when Levi is born, so then the Yisrael of Ishisach of Rubin is Chal. The Yisrael of Ishisach of Rubin is Chal when Levi is born. So then we cannot say that when Shimon dies, so Ashlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo. So we only say Ashlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo to preclude the possibility of the Chaleis Yisrael in Shesach of Ruvain. But to be Mafkia and Yisrael that is already Chal not. So in the case of Chaleis Levem Tevi Kichova Kachni Latlevi, so then the Yisrael is not Chal. It has to be Chal now when Shimon dies. So we say Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo. Masha'in Kein Achilis Levemte V'choza V'neilat, and then Neilat Levi V'akach Kicho Shimen. So then there is the Yisrael of Ishesach of Ruvin is Chal on him. So then when Shimon dies, so the Nefilah can be Matkiya the Yisrael Ishesach of Shimon, but it cannot be Mafkiya the Yisrael Ishesach of Ruvin. Fine. Now, the thing says, Lefishayim HaMitzor HaSor. Takhidom Zeris. Lefishayim HaMitzor HaSor. Hitcha Rav Ramei Shekeh. Lefishayim HaShimen Yisa Mitzor HaSor. Kedei Sheneu Do'achim Lohem Acha Shechol Atzim Vem Vekich Deloi Kayom Min Alo Belo Yivne Kedamrino Mikamon Bisomu. Like a common bisomruch. I think that there is a kasha by the Karanio. So he has the kasha. I mean, it's not a kasha. Vein ze medugdek. Dil chishlok ishlav mishul yidnu dasina. Well, the chorus gam kenedi. So in other words, so that is not important whether there is Leivne and there is no Leivne. The important thing is that there is no chorus. Whether there is Leivne or there is no Leivne is not important. It's not important. So the same kashe could be raised even if there would be Leivne. But the thesis holds that the truth is that there is no Leivne. So Yevach HaMosayim Moneh. I mean, so of course, if there is not even a love of Leivne, so certainly there is no chorus. So that's why Tetzis mentioned it. But in Akaname, even if there had been a Leivne, as long as there is no chorus, so Memele Tetzis could ask the same kash. So Hiksha Rav Rav Eshekei, Lechab Shimon Yisa Mitzor Asor, Ki Gein Sheneu Do Achim Lohem, Acha Shechol Az Levente, Vikicho, Lo Itayom Yo Lo Leivne, Ki Namri Lekam Bisom, Vilo Yivi Maira Biplug, Te Kim Miktonan Yo Zasom, Ki Gabi Shei Sarai Yisei, Vedayim Chagune, So
Yuzayin Teves Shir Memtes Yivamos 40 Shir Yivamos Yudzayin Teves Hitov Shin Lamed Vav December 21st, 1975, Sunday.
Would you forgive me? It will be a very short shiur. I have a wedding today in New York, and I have to make a plane and everything. We have to the Gemara. Itmar. Achilles Livente because of the Kitcho that feed on the base. Achilles Livente because of the Kitcho. Omar Shlokish, who in Chayim Lachutze Kores, Vilachim Chayovim Lachutze Kores, Alatzore Beinu Vin Achim. Chayovim Alatzore Kores. So Shlokish says that if someone gave Chlitze to the Yuvame, so he himself, there is no machlekes, that the chilitz himself, so if he's poor and the chlutze, so there is no cause, because there is a special zerasakosuf. But the Shloki says that special zerasakosuf applies only to the chilitz and likabi the chlutze. But the other achim, even on the chlutze achayov in kores, so there is the Yisarish Esach. So we see that according to Rish Lokish, so zike in itself is not mafkia the Yisarish Esach. I mean, leilom boet. So we don't